Appreciate you being here. This morning's lesson is I Believe from the Gospels. This evening's lesson is I Believe from the Old Testament, if you're so inclined to come back this evening. But as the book says, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. I believe that the tomb was found open. I believe he's the answer for me. I believe he raised dead Lazarus. And I believe he stilled the waters. I believe. Folks, we take for granted this weekend, last week, just before the weekend, I obtained a smart TV. I got me one of them there smart TVs to replace one of them, I guess, not so smart TVs. My wife doesn't want me to call dumb, use the word dumb or stupid, so I'll say not so smart TV. But it enabled me to reach out and look and watch some videos of some songs that I had never seen the videos on Vivo. For you that know what that is, you do. If you don't, Google it. But in the process of doing that, I watched one of my favorite videos by Brooks and Dunn. And it was, you know, the song I Believe. And you know, every time I hear that song, it's touching to me. And that's kind of how the title of this lesson came about, I Believe. You know, he says, I raise my hands and I bow my head. I find more and more truth in the words written and read. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. Oh, I believe. I can't quote the book, the chapter, the verse. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know, I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live. Yeah, this can't be. No, this can't be. No, this can't be all there is. When I raise my hands, bow my head, I'm finding more and more truth in the words written and read. They tell me that there is more to this than just what I can see. I believe, oh, I believe, I believe. And it made me think, where in God's precious holy word, and where and how often does it say, I believe? Well, over 200 and some times. There's about 20 some in the Old Testament, and the rest of the 200 and some's in the New Testament. And we're going to try and read just a portion of those this morning. Okay? But then that's another reason why I sensed and mentioned the Gospels, because we're just going to look at the passages, some of the passages in God's Holy Word, where it's talked about belief. And believing, and I believe in God's holy word. And in our passage this morning for our lesson, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me, God Almighty. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light in the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Now, you know, the world wants to tell you, if you believe in Jesus, you know, you got issues and you're just a weakling and you need somebody to look out for you. And you know what? That's right. But more than that, Jesus came to be a light in the world that we shouldn't be in darkness. And those people that don't believe in him do not have that light that Jesus has promised. And being able to say, I believe in God, I believe in God, and I'm followed, and I feel good in my heart. But you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he is the door, the way, the truth, and the life, folks. That belief, as we talked about this morning in Bible class, it's not a belief unto salvation. I can believe that the Detroit Lions are going to win the Super Bowl this year. All I want. Okay? You folks that have been waiting a lifetime for Is it in the Bears and the, what is it, the Bears? Oh, the Cubs, that's right. I'm just jesting. I'm not familiar that much with the baseball. But two teams, folks, two teams that there was no hope for and no belief are both seeing opportunities. Well, you know what? Jesus does that in everybody's life and has that power in everybody's life where there is no hope. Folks, I pray that the people that you think there's no hope for, that you never give up having hope for. Because there is hope. It is great to have hope, folks, when you see a sister or a brother in Christ coming to the end of the walk on this earth. It is elating. It is so positive. Because I can tell you, when I saw my stepfather laying in a casket, I turned around and walked out of the funeral home and walked around the block and bawled my eyes out. Because I never talked to him about Jesus. Folks, don't ever give up hope. It's never too late. And when someone passes from this life to the other for a life eternal in Christ, it is a great thing. I believe in those promises God's given us. And in Matthew chapter 9, verse 28, and when he had come into the house, the blind man came to him and said to him, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" Jesus said to them, and they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Jesus asked all of them, "Do you believe?" He just didn't ask the blind man. Okay? Tom, do you believe today? You know? He asked everybody, "You think I can do this?" I believe. I believe. As we start a new week, folks, what do we believe Jesus is going to do for us this week? Anything he wants. You're exactly right. Anything he wants, but he also has promised to do what you want, as long as it's in him. And we are exactly right. We need to, by faith, walk by faith and take whatever he gives to us. Mark 1, verse 15 says, "In saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel." The good news. The good news that we can be saved from our sins. That Jesus came for us. Mark 9, 23 through 24 says, "Jesus said to him, 'If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.' Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, 'Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.'" I mentioned this passage this morning, folks, for us to say, when's the last time we asked God to help in our unbelief? I can tell you, for me, in the last week, folks, my unbelief, I need to rely on God when it comes to employment. Those of you that don't work anymore and are retired, you don't have to worry about that. You know, you just walk by faith and life's dreams. I know that's not true, but folks, help my unbelief. Satan, get behind me. How can I humble and open my heart to see how you're working and what you have planned for me this week? What do you want me to do, Jesus? Mark 16:16 says, "And he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will by no means believe." Folks, one of the hardest things in our lives is recognizing how some people can't believe in Jesus. It's tough. It's tough. We recognize why people overseas that worship all kinds of crazy things, ungodly things. Oh, I can understand why they're all lost. What about the person that grew up in the church that never obeyed the gospel? We all have loved ones that aren't faithful to the gospel. It's going to happen, folks. And it's tough.
And the neat thing about it is, you know how often Jesus saw that in his life? Every single day. And he didn't give up. He didn't quit following his father. He didn't say, well, I'm just going to be like the rest of them. He said, I'm going to remain faithful unto death. Jesus said, I'm going to be an example to those people that are sitting in Frankfort, Indiana, 2016, October 30th. Today's 30th. I get the date right. Because tomorrow, boo, is Halloween, right? But folks, not that we should accept those that don't believe, but to understand that's a reality. It means we still have hope. We can still pray for them. We can still encourage them. We can still be examples in our lives. And the words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. Folks, I don't know about you. I open God's Word, and I'm just mesmerized. The truths that are in it, you know. Just when I think I know it all, I open up the Bible. Man, I don't remember reading that. Oh, that, I've never understood that meaning before. Folks, they're people that believe God's holy word are just idle tales. It still happens today, even though as it happened back in the time of Jesus as he walked on this earth. They're not idle tales. They're the truth and the wisdom and the power unto salvation for us that believe, I believe. And then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, slow of heart. Folks, I was raised in the church and I didn't obey the gospel until I was 26 years old. Now, you might think that's slow to believe, but we've had brothers and sisters in Christ obey the gospel when they're in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s. As a matter of fact, I thought about this, and I don't know if it's possible or not, but you know, we have a great jail ministry that's reaching out and sharing the gospel with people, saving. The power of God's word is saving those people. Have we ever had Bible studies at nursing homes? I'm just asking. I'm throwing out the idea. Might be my idea. Maybe it's something I got to pick up and run with. I don't know. But those folks are on their last leg, for sure. That's the evidence. Do we have Bible studies there? Just asking. Just a thought. Thought about it this weekend after visiting Sister Hell. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. I don't know about you, but it's tough to believe that an old wretched man like me, old Spuddy Hillbilly from Michigan, transplanted here in central Indiana, who's your heartland, can be called a child of God. Only by the grace of God, by his blood. It's a great thing. It's a humbling thing. But folks, it's something I don't want to take for granted or that we should forget in our daily lives. Let's not get too busy to say, I believe. Let's not get too old-fashioned to say, I believe. Let's not get too set in our ways, folks. Let's not take for granted that we believe in him. John chapter 3, a passage that's just quoted all the time, just one verse. But if you look at the whole passage in a context, fabulous passage. So much in it. And multiple times talking about those that believe. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. He who believes in him is not condemned. Folks, once again, I mention this, but I tell you, I use it in my life all the time, saying, Satan, get behind me. Satan wants us to feel condemned. What happens if somebody is condemned to death? There's no hope, right? In our system, there is hope. There's hope of appeal after appeal after appeal after appeal. Three hots and a cot. But when it comes to the kingdom of heaven, folks, we are not condemned. We are not without hope. We are not without promises. We are not without living forever in the kingdom of heaven. And Satan wants to dangle in front of us love of the darkness. You know what? Bob's darkness that he's tempted with is different than what my darkness is. Okay? There's enough darkness to go around for Satan to tempt everybody with in their lives. But folks, we need to recognize when we are being tempted to say no. Because I believe in Jesus. In John chapter 3, continuing in another part of that passage, then they say to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? What a very admirable question to ask Jesus. Hey, what can I do? What can I do for Jesus? What can I do for the kingdom of heaven? What can I do for God? And Jesus answered them and said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him who he sent. Boy, that sounds simple, doesn't it? We talked about it in class this morning. There's millions of people, folks, who will never be baptized for remission of their sins. There's millions of people that have been baptized into Christ that won't continue in the way and won't continue to follow Jesus. Saying I believe is a lifelong, daily, ongoing way of living. This is the work of God, that you believe in him. Believe in him. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Jesus said, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe. Folks, we got to have Jesus to make it to heaven. There is no forgiveness in this life without Jesus, without believing in him, that he is fulfilled the promise, has fulfilled the promises of God in the Old Testament. And continuing what Jesus said in John chapter 6, verses 34 through 40. And they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Jesus is talking about the bread that came down from heaven. And there, people and the disciples are saying, give us this bread, give us this bread. Kelly and I ate Bruno's Pizza Friday night. We haven't had Bruno's in years. There used to be one in Lebanon. And it closed down. And I had a hard time not continuing to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. Sometimes I'll eat pizza. Sometimes, you know, a couple pieces, that's enough. I'm full. Sometimes I eat pizza. Sometimes, you know, there's some things that people can eat. You just can't stop. Or you need to stop. You overeat. Give me that pizza always. I can't stop. Same thing they said about the bread coming down from heaven. So then Jesus says, this is the bread. He says that Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that all he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He who believes in me shall never thirst. Everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Folks, these are promises of God that are true. We don't need to question. And they should help us in our day-to-day walk, in our day-to-day lives. Our last few passages come from the book of John, continuing in. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Now this is Martha. After Jesus heals, raises Lazarus from the dead. And he has a one-on-one with Martha. Do you believe? Jesus says, whoever lives and believes in me, lives in me and believes in me shall never die. Folks, do we believe this? And in closing, our last verse this morning of our lesson, and the lesson is yours. John chapter 20, and Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Folks, we've looked at multiple passages this morning that Jesus talks to us about our belief. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that you may have life in his name. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Folks, Jesus is talking about us. Frankfort, Indiana, 2016, October the 30th. Are you blessed? Are you happy? Do you believe? If you don't, now's a great time to start believing. If you have need anything from this congregation, prayers, if you have not become a disciple of Jesus and been baptized for the remission of your sins, we offer that opportunity also this morning as we stand and sing the selected hymn. If anything touches your heart, please let it work on your heart this week. Thank you so much for the lesson this morning, Brother Brad.